This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
And welcome back to hour number two. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe at the aforementioned The Joe Messina Show. And you can find us at joemessina.com, joemessina.com. And if you'd like to chime in, this hour is going to be the best hour for that. If you'd like to give us a phone call, we'll be happy to take your call. Give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Whatever you want to talk about, just make it interesting. That's all I ask. You know, I was just talking with Dave Carter from Dave Carter Online right before the break, and I mentioned a little tidbit of information. I kind of threw it out there because there's so much news that's swirling around us right now, but I wanted to touch back upon this because a lot of people are not aware that this is happening. I don't know how much, if any, of the mainstream media are even talking about what I perceive to be a major, major diplomacy story in relation to the Ukraine and Russian war. And that is referencing French President Emmanuel Macron, who is, according to Bloomberg, reportedly actively working on a secret plan, quote unquote, secret plan with Communist China to attempt to broker a peace deal by the summer between Russia and Ukraine. Isn't that what NATO is supposed to be doing, by the way? French sources, speaking to Bloomberg, have revealed that Emmanuel Macron, who recently traveled to Guangdong, China, to hold talks with Chinese dictator Xi Jinping, has apparently tasked top diplomats from Paris to engage with Beijing in crafting a deal to end the war in Ukraine. According to the report, the Elysee believes that such a deal could possibly be struck by the summer should certain conditions be met, namely that Kiev succeeds in its spring counteroffensive to such a degree that the Zelensky government would be able to come to the table with Vladimir Putin from a position of strength. An official from Macron's office reportedly told the news outlet that the French president has tapped his foreign policy advisor, Emmanuel Bon, is everybody named Emmanuel, to work alongside the CCP's top diplomat, Wang Yi, to begin crafting a potential peace framework. While Mr. Macron was one of the few Western leaders willing to engage with Moscow in the early days following the invasion, he later fell in line with the neoliberal establishment and backed sending billions to the region in the form of money and weapons to prop up the proxy war. You know, back in February, folks, Beijing proposed a framework of peace negotiations, China. And they called for an immediate ceasefire, but the approach was widely widely dismissed as being light on detail. So the French president believes that the communist regime, which is openly threatened to launch a territorial war itself to capture Taiwan, is a genuine actor in the cause for peace? A French official speaking to London's Daily Telegraph suggests that Mr. Macron said publicly during his trip that he wanted to get China to commit to playing a constructive role. Naturally, diplomatic discussions took place and there is a following up. So this report is causing outrage in Berlin, London, Washington over his comments, in which he said that Europe shouldn't follow America into a conflict with Beijing if the communist nation invades Taiwan, and that Europe should develop its own strategic autonomy to stop being a vassal of the United States. Folks, I said this to Dave, the lack of respect for the United States, the fall of the last 2 years in other countries' opinions of this administration is basically no longer are we, it's just, forget about being a laughingstock, we're not even being taken seriously. If Macron actually pulls this feat off, it would be a major embarrassment to the Biden administration, which is focused, of course, on a military outcome rather than trying to figure out a peacemaking solution. This is the military-industrial complex running the United States policies. And Macron, whatever you think of him, and I certainly have some negative opinions, he's going around the United States and saying, okay, let's try and figure out another option here. Biden vowed to bring stability to the world and revamp supposed strained relations that were ruined by the Trump presidency. I don't remember a war taking place during Trump's presidency. This is between Afghanistan and what we're seeing with China and Taiwan and Iran and Israel now being kicked to the curb. This is one of the most chaotic periods on the world stage in decades. We've alienated allies. More coming up here after the break. And if you want to talk about this, give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE. Whiskey Dave in the chair. Don't go away.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Are we taking a look at what is going on around the world under this president, under this administration? I don't know. If you are paying attention, good for you. And most people, however, are not, because if they were, I think you would be absolutely stunned at how inept the geopolitics of this administration are. We're going to be talking in the third hour with Dr. Karen Sigmund, who has got a conference coming up this weekend with the likes of Douglas Murray and Steve Bannon and many other incredible, incredible speakers, Gordon Chang, who basically posit the question that's going to be answered over 2 days: are we in the early stages of World War III? And we're going to be discussing that with Dr. Karen Sigmund in an hour from now, so do not miss that. But before we get to that, to basically understand what is happening, I just talked about Macron doing a step around America and NATO and going directly to Beijing
to try and broker a peace deal between Ukraine and Russia. Now, there are reports that even Israel is... this is hard to say. Israel is now finding that they would rather have China influence Iran to cease developing its illegal nuclear weapons program. They're inviting, Israel is inviting Beijing to play a bigger role in the Middle East as relations in the United States under leftist President Joe Biden have deteriorated. This is according to Francis Martel. I'm astounded. I'm stunned that we are in a world where not 4 years ago, President Donald Trump, who, whatever you think of Donald Trump, whatever your thoughts are of his personality, the Abraham Accords, which President Trump implemented after a lot of work behind the scenes, making peace between Israel and Saudi Arabia and a string of other nations after it, is now being eclipsed by China's quote-unquote peacemaking between Saudi Arabia and Iran, that we're looking at... we're looking at China as being the voice of reason in the Middle East, which is going to free up the Mullah-ruled states of Iran to focus its malevolence absolutely 100% on the tiny nation state of Israel. What is this president doing? Why are they so determined to do the exact opposite of what all common sense would suggest be done? You have to be strong with Iran. They are using Hamas and Hezbollah as proxies for their war against Israel. And Israel, who has always been one of America's, if not America's bestest of best friends, is now finding that it has to go to China? Because it can't rely upon its critical ally, the United States, under Joe Biden. Joe Biden demonized Saudi Arabia as a pariah state over internal human rights matters, even though Saudi Arabia, broadly speaking, has actually improved a tremendous amount. If you follow this stuff, and I try to, they're letting women drive cars. A lot of human rights have been improved upon just in the past 5 years. He did this even as he needed them to pump oil for him, having surrendered U.S. energy sovereignty to the Green Lobby in the United States. And the Saudis, what did they do in response? They laughed. They laughed in his face. And they cut production. And it comes to Israel, it's the same kind of demonization. Biden has vowed not to meet with Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, Bibi, over his disagreement on Israel's judicial reforms. Which, whatever your opinions are of the judicial reforms, and the more I'm learning about them, I'm not suggesting I'm comfortable with them. And I am a stalwart supporter of Israel. Don't talk to me about Israel with your opinions unless you've been, by the way. Unless you've actually walked the streets in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem and Haifa and Sfat and all the other small towns in between, and felt the fear that any moment they could be bombed. Unless you've been there, don't give me your opinions, college professors. The Biden's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, he basically set this all off. He basically showed the world, friends and foes alike, that the U.S. military prowess isn't in anywhere, any sense of what it once was. We've got a substandard military leadership. We are now lowering our standards because recruitment is down. Our kids are too fat. Let's call it what it is. And that what we showed in Afghanistan is that the United States will abandon its allies to terrorists. And even the U.S.'s NATO allies were left high and dry in that awful pullout. Israel is a tiny country. On my last trip there, I was speaking with a rabbi. He's a very Western. He's not Orthodox. And he said to me, he says, you know, think of a football field. And you're standing in the nosebleed section of the stadium looking down at the football field. Now, take a small matchbox and put it in the end zone. That is Israel, and the rest of the football field is the Middle East. That is the size equivalent of the state of Israel. It's the size of New Jersey. And yet, as small as they are, Israel doesn't demand anyone to fight for it. It used to have an ally in the United States. I don't know if we can say that any longer. I'll be right back here after the break. If you want to join us, give us a call at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And we'll be right back here, joemessina.com. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Concerns about Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas's failure to disclose gifts and luxury travel he received from a Republican donor are being sent to a judicial committee. The director of the Judicial Conference of the United States wrote in a letter to a pair of Democratic lawmakers that she has passed along their concerns about Thomas in a recent report from ProPublica to the committee. Well, lawmakers are worried Justice Thomas has something to hide. The U.S. war in Afghanistan was a, quote, strategic failure.
The U.S.-supported Afghan government and military collapsed almost immediately as U.S. forces began their final withdrawal from the country.
That's what Defense Department Inspector General Robert Storch told the House Oversight Committee during a hearing on the U.S. exit from Afghanistan. The Republican-led committee is reviewing the Biden administration's actions surrounding the withdrawal of troops in 2021. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
And welcome back. We are just humming along here tonight at the Joe Messina Show. Whiskey Dave here in the chair, and you can find us at therealside.com and give us a phone call as well. You can always chime in. Let us know what you think about what is happening in the world. 855-732-5563. I was talking a little bit before the break about what this administration is doing by ostensibly alienating our allies and enabling our enemies. And I was just talking about China and how they are absolutely being enabled. But at the same time, Israel, who is a tiny country, and as I mentioned, doesn't demand anyone fight for it, it has always benefited from having the United States as an ally. The United States is militarily strong. But Biden and the left and scores of colleges and universities have demonized Israel to the point where now the word Zionist is an epithet. I mean, let's call it what it is. If you are considered a Zionist today in the leftist corridors or of academia and corporations and Washington, you are ostensibly a supporter for what they like to call apartheid. This is absolutely 100% opposite of the truth. Israel is the only truly free state in the Middle East. Israel is the only place in the Middle East where you won't be hurled off a seven-story building because you are gay. It is the only place in the Middle East of a true democracy where, yes, even Palestinians can vote. But Biden and the left have demonized Israel and they have abandoned Israel. So what other choice maybe does Israel have but to move to another big ally who will ensure that they will not be attacked and destroyed by the mullahs of Iran, who wake up every day and repeat the promise that they want to cast Israel out to sea. This is disturbing on many, many levels. And let me throw another perspective in this mix, this toxic stew that this inept administration and its allies in the liberal press, media, and academia
are purporting. Both countries, China and, yes, Israel, are tech innovators. If you've been to Israel, you see the largest tech companies, the tech titans, are all there in Tel Aviv. Google, eBay, PayPal, you name it. AI is coming out of Israel. And if China and Israel start partnering on big tech, which, by the way, is exactly what China wants, they're always about going after others' IP, intellectual property, that's going to be really, really bad for the United States and its strategic capabilities. This is a massive string of errors from this administration. From energy security to military engagement to what are they doing when it comes to our foreign policy priorities? What are we doing, Joe? What are we doing? Israel is the best thing the United States has in that part of the world, which is a very unfriendly part of the world. And we're pushing them to the open arms of China, the CCP? This is beyond incompetence. What was it his former boss said? Barack Obama? That prescient statement where he took a look at a potential Biden presidency and he said, don't underestimate Joe's ability to F things up. If you're losing Israel, if you are losing Israel to China, what does that say about our influence and our state of foreign policy in the world? I'm apoplectic. I'm stunned. And this is a very dangerous time. As I said, we got Dr. Karen Sigmund coming on in the third hour. She's going to be talking about her conference this weekend with the likes of Gordon Chang and Douglas Murray and Steve Bannon and many others who are going to be positing the fact that we may be actually in the early stages of World War III. And that's not hyperbole. And if you're listening to this and you're thinking, oh, it's not that bad, the Biden administration's not that bad, you may have heard the news during the break. The Afghanistan IG report that just came out today absolutely slays Biden's administration for the quote-unquote dysfunction days after the White House blamed Trump. The Inspector General report on U.S. efforts to resettle Afghan allies gives a scathing assessment of Biden administration's failure to keep the president's promises. Remember, he just turned around and walked away from the press questions? According to Fox News, efforts by President Biden to keep America's commitment to rescue and resettle tens of thousands of Afghan allies left behind in the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan is being undermined by bureaucratic dysfunction and understaffing, quote unquote, according to a government watchdog. Quote, the U.S. promised to resettle its allies in safety, but the United States is failing. A stark assessment from the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, SIGAR. SIGAR released its 2023 high-risk list report Wednesday, today, which identifies the serious risks posed to more than $8 billion the U.S. has sent to the Afghan people since withdrawal of the August 2021 disaster. The report comes as Afghanistan faces a, quote, humanitarian catastrophe, unquote, caused by the brutal Taliban regime that assumed control after U.S. withdrawal. Inspector General John Sopko, and watchdogs for the Defense and State Departments, as well as the U.S. Agency for International Development, are testifying to Congress Wednesday in a hearing entitled The Biden Administration's Disastrous Withdrawal from Afghanistan, Part 1, Review by Inspectors General. You know, when Biden said that he was going to bring the troops home and he was going to end the 20-year war, I think a lot of people said, good, we don't want to be in Afghanistan. Tens of billions of dollars a year, the military-industrial complex, just padding their own pockets every year. Obviously, the countless lives that have been lost on both sides. And he stated unequivocally that he will be safely evacuating tens of thousands of Americans and welcome Afghan allies who worked alongside the U.S. throughout the war, including by surging resources to improve the processing of special visas that had been all but stopped by the Trump administration. That's what the White House stated. But what happened? What actually happened? We know about the 13 lives that were lost on the day of, and that was nothing short of an absolute disaster for those individuals, for their families, and a black eye on the United States. But the United States left most of its allies behind. Most up-to-date figures show there's still about 175,000 Afghans waiting for the U.S. government to process their visas. It's exactly the opposite of what this administration promised. We'll continue here after the break. Don't go away. You want to join in? 855-732-5563. We'll be right back at Joan Lucena Show.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We do. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe Messina's show, and you can always find Joe at the joemessina.com website where you can watch this show live as well as watch a lot of his previous shows as well. He will be back tomorrow, and if you want to join in the conversation tonight, be here for another hour after the next break at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I was just talking and kind of venting a little bit about the state of the world and what this administration is doing by abdicating its responsibility and a global presence to ensuring that the world remains safe, as it did for the previous 4 years before this president, and alienating our allies. And, you know, what are we doing here? We're living in a place where it's absolute insanity. But that insanity isn't just on a geopolitical stance. It's also in the United States economy. And it seems like everything that this administration wants to do is to destroy any sense or semblance of merit. There is a war on merit in this country. And I'll give you the latest example today. Okay. This is absolute. You know, if you've been following me for a number of years,
I've been working as a guest host here for Joe for, this is probably my seventh year now, eighth maybe. Anyway, you know, I'm a lay economist. I'm a business consultant, and I work with small to medium-sized business owners. So I've got a pretty good sense of what's going on in the economy, the impact that inflation, interest rates, debt is having. The banks are becoming a lot more risk adverse. They're not lending. It's causing a slowdown in business. And you're just starting to hear about the problems in commercial real estate. Well, this is incredible to me. Absolutely stunning. All right, here we go. Home buyers with good credit scores will now encounter a costly surprise. A new federal ruling is forcing home buyers with good credit to pay higher mortgage rates and fees to subsidize people with riskier credit ratings who are also in the market to buy houses. This fee change will go into effect on May the 1st as part of the Federal Housing Finance Agency's push for affordable housing. And they will affect mortgages originating at private banks all across the country. The federally backed home mortgage companies, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, will enact the loan level price adjustments, or as known as LLPAs. So if you've got a credit score of 680 or higher, for example, you're going to be paying about a minimum of $500 a year, just over $40 a month, on a home loan of $400,000. Home buyers who make down payments of 15 to 20% will get socked with the largest fees. The new fees will apply to Americans buying houses or refinancing after May the 1st. So let me just say this. As somebody that focuses on how debt impacts our economy, how it impacts individuals, business owners, commercial real estate, and residential real estate, none of this makes sense. What you are doing is you're penalizing borrowers with larger down payments and higher credit scores because they were responsible? This is stunning to me. It overcomplicates things for consumers during a process that is already overwhelming. You know how much paperwork? You've bought a house before? Do you know what you have to go through? It's a gauntlet of paperwork and regulations and fees and payments. This is going to cause customer service issues for lenders and individual loan officers, unlike you've ever heard. What is this fee? Wait a minute. Why am I paying this fee? Wait, I've been responsible and I've paid my bills and I've saved my money and you're going to charge me more so that low income or lesser qualified, it's not even low income, it's lesser qualified borrowers can buy a home. The war on merit is the age that we live in. And not to mention the fact that this is going to impact an industry that has been absolutely knocked back on its feet because of the continual raise in interest rates over the past year. I mean, it's almost offensive. It's not almost. It is offensive. You know, I'm absolutely stunned at the ineptitude of this agency, which is Biden appointees, by the way, the Federal Housing Finance Agency. The director's name is Sandra Thompson. She is a Biden appointee. And she's stating that the fee changes will increase pricing support for purchase borrowers limited by income or by wealth. The agency calls the overall fee changes minimal, $40, $50 a month, bare bones minimum, another $500 a year, out of the pocket of responsible borrowers. at minimum, $500 a year. And let me tell you something. When a federal agency says, oh, it's only going to cost you $40 a month, double it. Double it. You are now subsidizing high-risk borrowers by imposing an intentional disruption on traditional risk-based pricing. That's a banking term. We are shifting the landscape. And where have we just seen that? We just saw that with Silicon Valley Bank. Remember that they said they were not, I'm going to use air quotes here, bail out the banks? They're just going to shift some things around, and they kind of did it on a Sunday night where nobody was paying attention. Well, if you actually look at the fine print, what they're doing is they're forcing the banks to charge consumers fees that will offset the FDIC and the Treasury having to come in and save Silicon Valley Bank and the other banks that went under as well. So in other words, who's paying for it? You are. The responsible person that has money in their bank and is trying to make ends meet, pay their taxes, and pay their insurance, and pay their mortgage, and pay their obscene education costs. And now they're going to come after you because why not? Listen. There is a housing crisis in this country. Real estate has gone, it's beyond obscene at this point. I'm looking at houses in my community that are listed for 1, 1.2, 1.5, and I look at them, and in my mind, they are $200,000 homes because that's what they cost not 20 years ago. The run-up of the real estate prices in this country is due to one thing and one thing only, and that is the government. Both parties, federal chairman, incentivize people to buy homes, meaning supply and demand caused the demand to go up, the supply to go down, prices to go up, while interest rates were at rock bottom levels, and it was very, very, very inexpensive to get a mortgage. So the government has put their finger into the mix and has forced now what I'm looking at. I don't know how my kids, I don't know how your kids, I don't know how your grandkids or mine one day will be able to afford a home. But what they are doing to answer this, to counter this insanity of $1.2 million, 2,000 square foot homes in places like California and anywhere basically within 25 miles from the ocean around the country, their answer is to try and narrow the gap in access to credit, especially, by the way, for minority home buyers. Remember Bank of America? I talked about this. They have a special or had a special program. I don't know even if it's still there. If you're black or brown, you're going to get zero down. And bare bones interest and no property mortgage insurance, all those benefits that anybody would love to have. They're doing this so minority home buyers who, according to this agency, who often have lower home down payments and lower credit scores, the gap in home ownership opportunity is real. America's facing a severe shortage of affordable homes for sale, combined with excessive demand causing an imbalance, what I just said. The convolting pricing and credit is not the way to solve this problem. It seems to me like these people don't know what they're doing. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this will all just turn out wonderfully. Don't hold your breath. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe Messina. We'll be back here after the break for our third and final hour, and you do not want to miss this one. Are we in the early stages of World War III? Don't go away, folks.